The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." And he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" They remained silent, looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, this gospel is a remarkable overreaction, isn't it? I mean, first of all, if someone was in our midst who, by word, could cure a man with a withered hand, I don't know if we would want to accept the miraculous quality of this. Now, we would, like anything, we would have to discern the spirits here and so on. But in the end, to be a kind of an openness to at least some dialogue and discussion with this person. And yet, notice, there's a remarkable line here at the end of this. The Pharisees went out and took counsel with the Herodians. They were enemies. They almost never spoke to each other. So angry, so bitter is their hatred for Jesus here, because he cures on the Sabbath, that they actually plot with their enemies. And look at this. Not how they might just rebuke him, or how they would put him to death for this. It's a very strong overreaction. Jesus, it says earlier in this gospel, noted their hardness of hearts. You know, they had hard hearts, closed minds. That no matter what miracle Jesus would work, whether it was raising Lazarus from the dead, curing a man born blind since birth, whether it was again, even rising from the dead himself, no matter how many miracles, how many signs of credibility Jesus gave them, they would not believe. They simply would not believe. They were in hard hearts and closed mind, and they were angry and bitter at Jesus, probably because they perceived him as kind of taking away some of their business, so to speak. But the remarkable anger and bitterness you see now. To apply this to our own time, and by the way, we have here five seminarians with us this morning who were here for the March for Life yesterday, and that's some of our visitors here. When we look at the reaction of the world to the teachings of the church, to some extent, it really is an overreaction. I mean, some of the anger directed against the church and the if anyone even dares to consider praying in public, the anger and the bitterness of some people. Now, again, I'm not saying this is true of everyone in our society. I believe it's true of a small minority, but they are very vocal, they're very angry, and they really, really despise the Catholic Church. They hate the Catholic Church with a passion, and the overreaction of it is remarkable, and the hardness of heart, the closed minds, and how will this ever be overcome, and so on, and that leads us to the first reading here. You've got David, a remarkable battle, completely out, in any worldly way. No matter how you look at this battle, David's doomed. I mean, he's a little runt of a man compared to this giant. Goliath, and Goliath is a skilled warrior. David's just a shepherd, and he's armed with a slingshot. And, Goliath has all of his armor and sword and scimitar and all these different weapons and things. And David is completely outnumbered, and it just seems that David, any worldly assessment of this situation, David is doomed. You see, but notice David said, "Look, the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's." And we have a, again, the story here, again, the little slingshot, and he hit the guy right in the forehead, the guy falls, that's it, he's dispatched. and the battle is won. But not so much because of David, again, because the battle is the Lord's. Now, as we look at some of the anger, you know, when you look at some of the signs today, it seems like we're in a little bit of trouble. In the church, for example, many of our Catholics are lukewarm. Only 30% go to Mass regularly, there's a lot of confusion, a lack of catechesis, people aren't very certain about their faith. We have all kinds of questions, and therefore inside the church, and then we look out into the world and we see the great tragedy of these past 40 years where we've decided to set any semblance of God's law aside. We see the teenage pregnancy rate, AIDS, venereal disease. We see all kinds of moral confusion. We see teenage pregnancy rates very high, addiction rates, dropout rates. All the numbers that should be up are down, and all the numbers that should be down are up. And it looks, by just a worldly assessment, it looks like we're in pretty serious trouble in many aspects. And then again, you would think after all of this, the world might say, hey, we weren't too smart in following the ways of the world and the flesh and the devil. Maybe we ought to go back to the Lord. Maybe we ought to. But that's not happening. There's a, just like Jesus encountered, a hardness of heart and closed minds and a determination to stand firm against the teachings of the church and the teachings of the Lord. And again, how much suffering would simply be alleviated in a minute if we just kept the commandments? You know, just live them. How much suffering, how much sorrow, how much confusion would just vanish right away if we all just kept the commandments? I'm not saying it would all go away. We probably still have natural disasters and disease and a few other things which would afflict us, you see. But so much of our suffering is simply rooted in the fact that we are stubborn, that we are stiff-necked, that we will not keep God's ways. And yet the world still will not repent. So despite all of the statistics that I could quote to you, a hardness of heart, a stubbornness. How will this ever change, you see? And that's the David-Goliath situation. We feel like, oh gosh, we've got this huge problem. I mean, lots and lots of issues to confront and tackle in this modern world. Pope Benedict had recently said that many people today live their lives as though God did not exist. See? How will this change? And again, the battle is the Lord's. We have to keep remembering that. I really think that, again, to the extent, brothers and sisters, that you and I are faithful and we continue to be prophets in this world, we continue to do things like we did yesterday, to continue to march and to hold up to the world the ways of God and the wrongness of the ways of the flesh, the world, and the devil, that God will ultimately bless us, and that God has a way of bringing renewal and revival to His people. You know, over and over again, if you look at church history and the history of the people of God going all the way back into ancient Israel, there were times where the people fell away. And then almost in a miraculous way, God brought them back. See, and that can happen in our time too. There could be a remarkable revival in this country. And God can and will do it. I think for us, therefore, all we do, if we use what we have, maybe it's just our little five smooth rocks and a little slingshot, but if we use what we have, we continue to preach, to announce, to teach, and to trust that the battle is the Lord's, and when He decides it is time, He will bring about the victory, and He will bring about great renewal. And I think that this whole world can once again be turned back to God. There can be a great revival, a great renewal of this world. We have to just keep trusting God and doing our part, what God has called us to do, which is to be prophets in this world. Prophets who continue to announce, to uphold Christian values, Christian teaching, the scriptures and the teachings of the church, to hold them before the world, who may laugh at us, scorn, plot to kill us, even join up with their own enemies against us. They will do these things, but in the end, the battle is the Lord's, and it will be all right. And there will one day, I'm sure of this, there will be a great renewal. Amen.